You ask a question, I'll bring you a proof from actions that happen every single day. Rashi says, the dainin donin the chibun dishtutuf and echari, Torah from Mim Shabdi. I'll bring you proof from actions, mice and happen every single day, that they do let them collect from Mishabadim. Even in the case with this B'nai Chorin, but if the B'nai Chorin, those fields that the Leiva has got ruined, we let them all but go to the people that bought the fields and collect from them. See who garbo there was a person. The Mishkan le Pardisa lechavra liyasashanim. There was a person that borrowed $1,000, and he told the person, you know how I'll pay you back? I'll pay you back by letting you use my paradise, that's my orchard, for 10 years. You could use it, get all the oranges for the next 10 years, and that's the way I'll pay up the chayt. Now what happened was, v'kash l'chamishanim. After 5 years, the orchard dried out. So the guy said, listen, you didn't pay me back your money? My money, I lent you $1,000. You're supposed to pay me back if I used the field for 10 years. After 5 years now, it got ruined, I can't use it anymore. So a good 50% you paid up, but you still owe me another 500. So now, what happened was, the Yosla came with the Rabbanin, they came in front of the Rabbanin, the cost for their tirfa, and they wrote this person a shtar tirfa. In other words, he has a right now to collect the next $500 back from the Leiva. And if the Leiva in between sold the fields to other people, he has a right to collect from those other people. You see, clearly, you could collect from Mishabodim, even though there's B'nai Chorin here, that got ruined, like this paradise is here, just it got ruined. So you see, since it got ruined, you have a right to collect from Mishabodim. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you maybe it's different that case. Hosam Nani, there also, I'll tell you maybe, Inuhu di Asidu Amashayu, they ruined it for themselves. These people that bought the fields, after that loan took place, off this loiva, they themselves did something wrong. Why? Like everybody knows that this person lent $1,000. And they know how they pay up the person by letting him use his orchard for 10 years. Everybody should know an orchard doesn't last 10 years. An orchard's aiming to dry out. So Melu, you should have known that that person is going to come back and take these fields that the loiva still has. So therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields in the first place. So loyiboyelu lemezvun. Therefore, you shouldn't have bought the fields. So maybe then we take it away from you. But maybe in a normal case where the guy has a normal field, so you have a right to buy one field because you know you're leaving over another field for the light for the malva. Then later on, something abnormal comes, the marble comes and ruins the field. Maybe there we can't take it away from him. You have Mariah from here. But still, the Gemara says you should know the ilkus. So what's the maskana? What's the locha? No, ishtadu. B'nai Chorin, in the case where the B'nai Chorin, the property that Loida has, gets ruined, the Lacha is Tofim and Mishabdi. You have a right to collect from Mishabodim. We have a right to sell a mice, you didn't get paid up. You have a right to go Mishabodim. Omer Rabbi, you buy yourself like this. What's going to be in the case of Nichsei Lacha? I say, this property I want to give to you. Rashi says, a man goes to a Pnuya. A man goes to a girl and says, listen, I want to give you a present. I'm giving you this property. But V'yachrecha L'Pleini, after you die, I don't want your Yerushim to get it, but after you get finished with it, I want it to go to somebody else. That's what you have a right to do. Now the Maisa was V'yomda V'nises. Now this man married this girl. Now it's his wife. The Lacha is Baal L'Kechevi. When you marry your wife, the property the husband has a right to use, the husband is called like a L'Kech. It's like the husband bought it off her. So when she dies now, we don't let the field go to Yachrecha, the second person, but rather stays by the husband. And the second person has no right to keep it, the Mokim Abal. And come on, who does this go like? At this time, we learned. Nichsei Lecha. Somebody says, I want to give you a present. I'm going to give you my fields. V'yachrecha L'Pleini. But you should know, after you die, it doesn't go to your Yerushim, but after you get finished with it, it goes to somebody else. You have a right to give such a present like a shear. What happened was, Yorva Darishan, the first guy went down to it. But Umachar, he sold it right away. So Lachar is Arsheni Moitzimen Alakuchais. Divra Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Mechira doesn't help, since you only have it for a short time, and when you die, it has to go to the second guy, so you have the right to sell it to take away from the second guy. The second guy gets it from the first one, from the one that bought it off the first one. That's Rebbe Shita. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, ein l'sheni elamasha shaya rishon. The second one only has what the first one left over. So mainly you see, if the first guy sold it, his mechira helps. So here also, true, the man first said, I'm giving it to this girl, And after this girl, somebody else gets it. But now when this man marries her, it's like he bought it off her. So if she sells it to somebody else, then even when she dies, we don't say the Acharecha gets it, but rather since she sold it, the Mechir is called a good Mechira. According to Shimon Gamliel, the Mechir helps. So her Rabbi is saying like a Shimon Gamliel, that the Mechir is called a good Mechira. Alright, we'll stop here. Thank you. You were holding up Tzadik Heyom a days. Again, the Rabbi said again, Omer Rabbi, that Nichsei Lechor V'Acharecha L'Ploini, if somebody said to a girl, I want to give you a present, and after you die, the matona should go to somebody else. That's called V'Acharecha L'Ploini. Now, V'Yomzu V'Nissis, now the man went and married her. The loch is when you marry, so the Baal has a loch like a lokeach, like he bought the fields off his wife. The loch is Baal lokeach heavy. The husband has a loch as if the property that belongs to his wife, as if he bought it off her. And therefore, v'yein li'achrecha b'mokam ba'al klum. Therefore, when his wife dies, the other person that's supposed to get it after her doesn't get it anymore. Because we look as if she sold it, and like we'll soon see, like this Tana, the Gemara says, come on, ki hai Tana, the Tanya we learned. Nichsei l'chov, somebody says, I'm giving you a present. But v'yachrecha l'ploini. After you die, I want this present, this matana, to go to somebody else. It doesn't stay for Yerusha, for your children. So Halacha is now, Yorad Harishon Umachar Hasheni. Let's say the first one that received the present went now and sold it to somebody else. Not to the Yachrecha, but to somebody else. So Halacha is, Moitzim Yad Alakuchis. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds, we take it away from Lakeach. They have no right to sell it. Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel Oimer, Ein L'Sheni Yelamash Hashay Harishon. He holds no. The second one only has what's left over from the first one. Therefore, when the first one had the present, since she sold it, the Mechira helps, and therefore when she dies now, the second one has no right to get it, but rather it stays by the person that bought it. Here also, the husband, when he went and married her, a Baal is considered like a Lekeach, like he buys off his wife her property. Therefore, when she dies, the present does not go to the Achrecha, the third person, but rather it stays by the husband. For the Gemara, is this true? Miyom Rabbi Hachad Rabbi Taika, say like this. Ivom Rabbi, we know Abaye said, Ezeyu Rosha Orem. What's called a person that's a Rosha, a wicked person? Is there such a person, Hamasi Eitza, that gives somebody advice, Limchor Benachosim Kavashimah Megamliel? If he gives somebody advice to do the Kavashimah Megamliel, Abaye calls the person a Rosha. What's this case? Where again, Reuven gave Shimon a present. And he told Shimon that after you die, the present goes to Yehuda. So somebody now comes and gives Shimon advice. You know what, Shimon? Don't let the present stay by you and go to Yehuda, but rather you go and sell it to somebody else. This way you'll gain on the deal. You keep the money will be yours later. That's not a good thing to do. That's called a rasha. So how come the rabbi is mashma that the husband is allowed, this man is allowed to marry her? When the man goes and marries her, he's automatically taking it away from the achrecha. So it should be like a rush, it shouldn't be nice for this man to marry her. So where is this true? Mi koma tinosei, that Abaye say here in this case, here the case was where a man gave a present to a lady and told the lady that this present after you die goes to somebody else. And now the man goes to marry her. So when the man marries her, it's like he's buying it back off her, that the property stays by him. So true, that Abaye say the man's supposed to look at Pila, go and marry her. Nisei koma. Abaye just said that if the man went ahead and married him, that's the law that he keeps the property. But true, if you ask Abaye what to do, he would say, don't go and marry him. Or else make up a tonight that you would not take it away from Achrecha. Because since this present is supposed to go to somebody else, it's not nice for you to take it away from that person. Now, V'yomer Abaye says like this, what's going to be in the case of Nichsei Lecho, I'm going to give you a present, my property should belong to you, but the Achrecha L'Ploini, after you die, I don't want your kids to yashin. I'm leaving over some type of a shear. I own a little bit of this property enough to say that when you die, it should go to somebody else. That's called the Achrecha L'Ploini. After you die, it should go to somebody else. Now, Umochro, what happened was the middle person sold it. Umesa, or this was the husband. Umochro means the husband married this to his wife. As a man gave his wife a present, and said the Achrecha L'Ploini, O Machra, and she went held and sold it to somebody else. O Meitzah, and then she dies. So Lachra is Habal Meitzah Miyad HaLakuchis.
the Baal now has the right to take it away from the Lekuchas. Because the wife had no right to sell it. Halacha is whatever the wife sells, the husband gets back. So therefore, first of all, the husband has the right to take it away from the Lekuchas. V'yachrecho miyad Baal. Now, once it goes back to the Baal, we say now, when the wife dies, the present was given to her, but on the condition that after she dies, it goes to this other person. So this other person now comes to the husband and takes it away from the husband. So who is it going to be the kasher? It's not like Abaye said before. But here, Mashma, the Achrecha, the third person, has the right to come and take it away from the husband. Now, once the Achrecha has it, for Lakeach, Miyad Achrecha. The Lakeach, the one the wife sold it to, she has the right to get it away. That person that bought it off the wife, he says, listen, she sold it to me first, I take it back. And what happens now? There's like a case of a Chazeres Chalila, that it goes around and around in a circle. Whoever gets it, the next one takes it away. Once the Lakeach gets it, then the husband says, listen, I have the right to solve it before my wife. And once the husband gets it, the Achrecha gets it. So it goes back. What do we do here? So Mishnah Gemara says, U'matmina l'kula b'yodah l'kech. We'll let the Lakeach keep it. The Lakeach, the one that paid money for it, he's the one that keeps this field. And they don't make up Shara like an agreement between all of them, but rather we give it straight to Lakeach. So this the Gemara asks why. Maishna mehoda tanan. Why is this different than the last Mishnah we had? That the Mishnah said, v'chazeres chalila. And in case where there's a Shiloh, who gets the property? That it goes to one, to the next one, to the next one. It keeps going around circles. Where you have two Lakeachs, and you will meichel to one. So the second one takes it, goes back to the first one, goes back to the meicher. So we say there, atshiyasep shara b'nayim. And in case each one has a right to take it away from the next one, we say, you know what to do with this property. Make up shara. They have to make some type of a settlement. We don't leave it by any one, but unless they all make a settlement. So how come over here we're saying when it goes around and around, we let the Lakeach keep it, the one that bought it off the wife? So Moran says, Hosa mislub said Lakula. In the Mishnah's case, but the two wives are collecting the ksuba, all of them is having a loss. Therefore, we don't know what to do, and we let all of them make an agreement between them. Because we can't give it to one more than the other, all of them are losing out something. But Hocher over here was really a present. The present was given to the wife. Now the wife went and sold it to somebody. The person that bought it now paid money for it. So really the only one that's losing out is this person that bought it, because he paid money for it. Therefore, Hocher Lakeach Ud Yisleib Seida. Since Lakeach is the one that's going to lose out here, because she got it as a present. Now to give it to the Achrecha is also a present. To give it to the husband is also a present. But Lakeach, the one that bought it, he mamish paid money for it. He's going to lose out. So it's a svara not to let him lose out. Therefore, we let him keep the property. So our corporate, this was Abaye's last halacha, that the husband does not take it away from the Achrecha. And this the Gemara asks, Ozal Rafrum Oma Lashmaita Kaim of the Ravashi. Rafrum went over and said this halacha in front of Ravashi. So Ravashi said, Niyom Rabaye Hochi? Is it true that Abaye said like this case, that if the wife sells it, the husband does not get it? Is that true that the husband does not get it? Ivom Rabaye, Abaye just said before, Nichsay Lecho, where a man tells a lady, here I'm giving you a present, the Achrecha Leplaini, and you should know after you die, I want this present to go to somebody else. Now Omdovin, he says, now if this man marries her, Halacha is Baal Lokechevi. The Baal is like a Lokech, like he bought the property off his wife. And the aim the Achrecha of a Mokam Baklum, and therefore the Achrecha, even after his wife dies, the husband keeps the property, and it does not go to the Achrecha. And before Abaye just said, just the opposite, that the husband has no right to keep it. The Achrecha takes it away from the husband. So you see, the husband is not called like a Lakeach, like he buys it off his wife. So of course, a steer in Abaye. So where it says there's a difference. Omalei hosom di omalo kishi penuya. Abaye's first halacha is, when you go over to this girl, when she's not married, she's a penuya, and you give her a present. When you give her a present, then the pshat is, you're giving her the present, and you're saying when she dies, it goes to somebody else. True. But I call upon him, when you marry her, it's considered that you're buying it off her. So that's the halacha, she has the right to sell to somebody else. That's true. But halacha, the second case of Abaye was, the Yomalo, when the husband told his wife, Kishina Suya, here we're talking about that they were married already. And now when they're married, now the husband gives his wife a present, and tells his wife, you should know, after you die, I want that Akhrecha to have it. So what is the husband saying? The husband is saying clearly that when she dies, I'm not going to get it, but rather Akhrecha gets it. That's why here the husband doesn't get it. So my Kamala, what is the husband telling his wife? I'm married to you already. So what do you mean that after you die, somebody else gets it? I mean to say clearly, Akhrecha Likni, that this other person gets this present, Ba'ala Likni. But me, myself, doesn't. I do not get it. So since if he's married already, now he gives it to his wife and tells his wife, listen, after you die, it goes to somebody else. That's like clearly saying, not to the husband. Mashenka, in the first case of Abaya is, you didn't marry her yet. Stam, a man goes to a girl and gives her a present and says that when she dies, she goes to Akhrecha to somebody else. Then later, if the husband marries her, now it's good. Now when the husband marries her, it's considered like he bought it off her. And therefore, he has the right to keep it. But if that wasn't his first condition, that he can't get it, because at the beginning, he wasn't married to her. But if he's married to her already, and he says clearly she goes to somebody else, that's by saying, not to me. Here in the end of the Mishnah said, V'chein Baal Chayv. We have the same type of a case by a Baal Chayv also. There should be a Chayv Zechalila. But the first case of Mishnah was with their two wives. They both had a right to get a ksuba. And one wife wrote to Lakeach that I'm not going to collect from you. So therefore the other wife, the second wife, gets it. And when the second wife collects it, the first one gets it from her, because her ksuba came first. Then Lakeach gets it away from her. So it goes around and around until they make a pshara. The Mishnah said, V'chein Baal Chayv. The same thing, you can have a case by a Baal Chayv also. So Mar explains what's the case. Tanya will learn like this. V'chein Baal Chayv v'shnei lekuchas. Where somebody owes somebody else money. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. And now Shimon went and sold his two fields to two different people. So you have the same case where one takes it and one takes it away from the other and keeps on going around. V'chein isha Baal Chayv. The same thing where a wife, where a husband dies. So she has a right to collect the ksuba. The husband before that sold the two properties he has to two different people. And she made it tonight with one of them, she won't collect from him. So she has a right to collect from the other one. Then the other one takes it away from her. And it goes back and forth, around and around, until we make a pshara. That's the case that you have these. So Rashi says, V'chein Baal Chayv v'shnei lekuchas means, Reuven noisa v'shimon mona. Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. V'loi shtei sodis, and Shimon has two fields. He sold it to two different people. Zubachamishim. He sold it to two different people for $50 a piece. Now, because of the Baal Chayv, Reuven lent the money. The Lakeach Sheni wrote to the second person that bought the second field. Dinuzvar mainly moch. I won't bother you to take the collected away from you. So, Lacher is Baal Chayv neitum yad rishon. The Baal Chayv goes to the first one and collects the field from him. The Kanan loyman achdimach. I can't say I left over something for you. Sherei Chayv b'kneged shtayim. Because I have to collect $100, not just 50. Now, once he takes away from the first one, the locher is rishon meitzim yad hasheni. The first one goes to the second one, because the first one bought a bachrayis. So since when the first one bought the first field, the second field still belonged to the loiva, he has the right to collect it. Now, once the second one gets it, o baal chayv chayzu meitzim avzum in a rishon, and goes back to the first one, the baal chayv takes that also. Lakeach misheni, keeps on going back and forth, until they have to make some type of agreement between them. And the same thing, the issue with the Baal Chayv, Shoya lo Chayv Ksubasa, Al Baila. An issue that the husband died, and she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Umocha Shtei Spesel Lashnayim. And the husband, before he died, sold his two fields to two different people. V'yem B'shnei Melekdei Ksuba. Both fields together equal her Ksuba. Now she wrote to one of them, Ein Li Moch. So Locha is, Isha Maitzi Miyad Lakech Rishon. The Isha collects from the first one. Then the first one collects from the second one. Then the Isha goes back to the first one. So these are cases. You have the din of the Mishnah that goes around and around until they finally have to make some type of a pshara, some type of an agreement between them. Yehavin Alecho Amisha Yenosri. Mishnah says, Almona Nizoynos Minichti Yisaymen. When the husband dies, the wife, the Almona, has the right to collect her Mizoynos from then on, from the Nechosim, the Nisoynim Yashin. Father Lizova, property karka. So Lachar is, Kozman, she doesn't collect her ksuba, like Kozman, she's staying beyond Manusa, she has the right to get fed from the Yisoyim. Now, Kozman, the Yisoyim are feeding her, if she does do some work, then her paycheck goes to them. Since they're feeding her, that's a takana, she has to give her paycheck to them. But the Yen Chayavim Bikfurasa,
when she dies now, the Yorshim don't have to be kaver her. Why not? Because we had a locha that after the husband has to be kaver his wife, has to bury his wife, is because he takes over a ksuba. The nedunya, the presents that she brought in, the husband keeps. So the schus that the husband keeps the ksuba, he has to take care of her kvura. So the kid says, totally who yashins the ksuba. So here, the Yorshim here, the Yisoimim, don't get a ksuba. That Mishnah says, they're potter from kfura. But rather, Yorsheho, Yorshik subosa, Chayovim bikfurosa. Whoever Yashin sa ksuba, whether it's her father Yashin sa ksuba, therefore, her father has to be kaiva her. But that was at the corner. Whoever Yashin sa ksuba, they have the chiyuv to bury her. So the Gemara, Iboilu, I have a question like this. The Mishnah says, Nizoinus Tinan, does the Mishnah mean that they have a right to always get fed from the Yisoimim? Whenever the husband dies, the wife now has a right to be fed from the children? Oy, Han Nizoinus Tinan. It's up to the children if they want to feed her or not. Because really it's like this. If they pay her up her ksuba right away, she has no right to get Nizoinus. She only gets fed, calls them on, she doesn't collect the ksuba. So usually a normal almana won't ask for the ksuba. Why does she want a ksuba for now? Until she thinks of getting remarried, she would rather collect every day food, money for food, and eventually she'll collect the ksuba later on. So that would be the pshat nizoinus tanan. It's up to the almana to say, I don't want to get my ksuba now, I would rather get fed. Oy ha nizoinus tanan means it's up to the yisoinim, no. If they want to feed her, very good. But if they decide, we want to pay you up now, Yiksuba, don't bother us anymore, they have the right. So that's the Shiloh. So the Yisraelim have a right to tell her, we don't want to feed you anymore, we want to pay you the Yiksuba. So Mora says, that's the Shiloh. What does the Mishnah mean? Nizoinus, oy ha nizoinus tanan. Nizoinus tanan, uki anshe glil. That's what they say in anshe glil. That v'loy sagid lo yoivlo. That the Yisraelim have to feed her. It's up to the Amona. Kozuman, she does not ask for her ksuba, they have to feed her mazainus. Oy Dilma, maybe no, the Mishnah really means, Hani Zainus Tanan, if the Yisraelim want to feed her. O Kansha Yehuda, like was said, learned in Ansha Yehuda, that what we boyi lo yoyivlo, that if the Yisraelim don't want to feed her, but rather just want to pay her off for ksuba right away, they have a right to do it. So that's a shayla, what's Shana Mishnah?